Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't know. It's amazing, right? And then we got RP Virginia. We got her on our side. And then we got this season on our side. We got Ben on our side. It's really Virginia and Ben. So really kudos to them. And we just going out there and playing our butts off.
It's DJ Moore with the game-winning touchdown grab in overtime as the Bears end up downing the Green Bay Packers. You can tune in all day tomorrow for a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Starting with Mully and Haw at 5:30 right here on The Score. They'll be joined by Olin Cruz at 7, TJ Edwards at 8, and Brad Biggs, Big Stime, will be at 9. I'll be on the midday show at 11. And, of course, all kinds of experts will continue joining the station throughout a Plumbers 9-1 Football Monday right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. The eye that will be with the midday show tomorrow is Anthony Herron. This is the post-post show, a somewhat delayed version of the post-post show on a Sunday morning here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And all the callers out there, phone lines are lit up at 312-644-6767. We'll get back to the phone lines in a moment here. The maturity of the Bears' performance from last week against Cleveland stood out. And Caleb as an adult is I think, a topic of conversation that a lot of folks thought wouldn't necessarily favor the Bears' young quarterback with the perception that was there of him pre-draft. And some of it that still lingers for folks who don't consistently watch the way he handles himself at the microphone, the way he interacts with people, the way he handles things in game in some really difficult scenarios. And I thought it was a really impressive post-game interview that he gave on Fox just afterwards, where you have all the chaos of a dramatic comeback, you know, everything. So many elements of that game in the fourth quarter had to go right for the Bears to come back and win it. And they did, between offense, defense, special teams. There were so many things that had to go the Bears' way. And this just feels like one of those seasons where those bounces, those plays go the Bears' way. And the players themselves, the coaches, deserve a lot of credit for finding those ways in the fourth quarter. But then some of this stuff is just, you know, kind of out of your control too. But it's chaotic. And Caleb, immediately after the game ends, frankly, before the game even ended, I don't know if you've seen, some of you, the camera angle of the 46-yard touchdown. And as the ball's in flight and Caleb is kind of fading away from the oncoming rushers, he's kind of fading to his left a little bit, and he's got one foot in the air, throws a ball, whatever, like 55, 60 yards in the air, just on the money to DJ. But as Caleb releases the ball and he continues to sort of bounce towards the left a little bit. And as he's doing it, watching the ball drift away, he just kind of, you know, sort of calmly and coolly eases his hands back into the hand warmer. He's watching the ball. Completion, game winner, touchdown, game over. Iceman cometh. Stadium goes bonkers. Team all over him. Caleb just kind of does his little, you know, Iceman, you know, cool, get off your shoulders, whatever the little, I think we're still kind of figuring out exactly what it is, where he's chilly, you know, he's kind of chilly, where he's kind of, you know, warming himself up a little bit, but he's doing that while the ball is in flight. At least he's beginning that with the hand warmers and everything else. So he was as calm and as comfortable as anyone could be in that moment, and it's just shown time and time again. And the DJ Moore interview with Tom Rinaldi was absolutely hilarious. We'll get to that a little bit later. But I want to play for you right now. I have Tyler Farrengold play for you right now. Caleb's postgame interview with Tom Rinaldi and just the presence of mind that's there that yes, oozes with confidence and swag and everything else. But also there's a composure and a thoughtfulness to his answers in that moment as well. He was Caleb on Fox, NFL on Fox after the game.
Caleb, we just talked to DJ. Take us through what you saw on the pass that won it.
Yeah. It's a hell of a player. I want to start out. That's a hell of a team over there, the playoff team. You know, we'll probably see them again. But that's a play that Coach and I, we were sitting in his office, one of those meetings, and we discussed that play. It's funny how it worked out, but you know, hell of a job by everybody to be able to make this play happen. Coaches, players, everybody in the building.
You've talked over and over with us about the power of belief, the yep. belief that's built with this group.
Yep.
What was the belief when you recovered the onside kick?
Yeah, we know who we are. I've said it multiple times. We're a team that's going to fight to the end. And there was too much time on the clock.
And you did, and you got it done. Congratulations, yeah. Caleb. Great win.
Awesome. Thank you. The Bears.
There's too much time on the clock. Oh, man. I mean, if Caleb wasn't as composed at the microphone, it wouldn't change a lot about the way I view his development arc right here. But I do believe it can be and should be impactful for any of you. And the game results themselves are what tend to shape so many of our opinions on a player, on a team, on situations. But the fact that they're winning, then it makes it easier to sort of get behind everything that's going on here. But for Caleb himself, the degree of composure, the degree of calm and comfort in all these different moments, that stands out to me as something I'm thoroughly impressed by. I'm not surprised that I'm impressed by it because I covered Caleb's college career as well, but I just remember even going back to the first time many of you ever heard his voice when he was at the NFL Combine before he ever got drafted by the Bears, and he just kind of calmly stepped up to the mic, he cleared his throat, and just kind of said, "What's up, everybody?" You know, and it's like, oh, this dude isn't a space alien. We'd been led to believe he was a space alien and that he didn't speak English and that, you know, he was going to come out with his hair all these weird colors. And you know, he was just a calm, confident guy. And that's kind of what he's always been. And I think it's cool just that we're at a point now where we're getting more and more glimpses of that. And as the stage for the Bears continues to get bigger and as the opportunities for Caleb to show who he is continue to grow, the results right now are abundantly impressive, both on the field, between the white lines, at the microphone, off the field. Not a lot of missteps right now for the Bears' young signal caller. So you've got a player who is beginning to blossom, and it's great that a lot more of the city is kind of recognizing that, feeling that, and a lot of, you know, not all of the sports populace, certainly not, as we have covered on this station frequently here in recent weeks, but more of the sports populace getting on board with that as well. But you get the sense that between Caleb and Ben Johnson, they recognize, and this locker room recognizes they're still plenty of work to do to get to where they're hoping the final result will be. But right now, results 11-4, first place in the NFC North. 312-644-6767. We'll get back out to the phone lines here. Mark from Morton Grove has been on hold for a moment. Mark, what's happening? You're on the Post Show.
Hey, good morning. I want to, hey, Anthony, I mean this. I don't call a lot. So thank you for giving up your Sunday morning to be there for us. to have an outlet, you and the guys staffing the show this morning.
Yeah,
first off,
that, Mark. Yeah, our pleasure.
Second off, God bless the Bears. For all of us guys, I'm in my 60s, that hung in there with this team and waited for the sweet payoff that was last night. I rewatched the game this morning on NFL Network. God, my God, that ref squad stunk. and I used to hate all things Tom Brady. I'm a Tom Brady fan. I really appreciated the way he appreciates what's good about our team. And the announcers, I haven't heard anybody be that excited to announce a game as the plays rolled off in the end. That made it even more fun. I had a great time. Guys, God bless. Pay it forward, your good feelings about the Bears winning. I'm going to start crying. Thank you, Bears. God bless.
God bless you, Mark. I really appreciate you making that phone call. You hear the joy in Mark's voice and the appreciation he has for what's being accomplished. And there are so many Bears fans in that similar position. And Tyler Ferengul is my producer. He's on the other side of the glass. He's the one kind of pulling this together. A lot of folks overnight, like Sean Sears, making things happen as well to make sure we've got all the audio together. And I don't know, a bunch of other folks who I frankly didn't have to concern myself with who helped, you know, just even get this show on the air. So I appreciate you saying that, Mark, because yes, there's a minute degree of labor that goes into it, but it is certainly a labor of love just to be here on the air talking about the Bears in the midst of this season. And there's an appreciation that so many of us have for the joy that's being brought to Bears fans. And the players have pointed it out. They've discussed it, as have the coaches. And I know just from me with the modicum of popularity that I might have walking around in different places, the amount of people who want to walk up on me and just display Bears joy, Bears love. I know these players and these coaches are feeling it when they're out in the community, when they're out in public. And there's been so many years here of recent vintage where hadn't been fun to continue to discuss the Bears or cover the Bears, or I'm sure for them, frustrating to perhaps be a part of the Bears and just trying to figure out, you know, how you're navigating things out in these Chicago streets. But right now, it is certainly a fun time to discuss this team and to consume what the team is doing. And so I'm glad they're soaking it up while at the same time continuing to be about the business at hand. And that certainly seems to be a balance that they're walking. My impression is this is likely another night. And I wonder with a Saturday game, because when the game is on Sunday and you earn a victory and you get to the latter stages of the season, after you get all the good, better, best and the locker room jubilation and everything out of the way, you're waiting to hear three words from the coach. You're waiting to hear the words, "See you Wednesday," because, you know, then that means you got a victory Monday where players don't have to show up, and then Tuesday is the standard off day in the National Football League anyway. So that's basically the coach saying, after we get this victorious locker room on a Sunday, then we'll allow you to have Monday off. And if you're someone who's accustomed to coming in, getting a workout in, or getting treatment or something on Tuesday, we still expect you to get your treatment if you're injured. But there's nothing that's going to be required from a work perspective between the Sunday post game and getting to our Wednesday morning meetings. So those words, "See you Wednesday," I would imagine that was in the locker room at some point. But since it was a Saturday game, I am curious. Like, was it a "see you Tuesday"? Was it a "see you"? I would imagine "see you Wednesday" is there. They had a short week, so they probably earned the additional off day with the game being Saturday as opposed to Sunday. So I'm guessing it was a "see you Wednesday" scenario for the Bears. 312-644-6767. Jack is out in Arizona. Want to talk about what's happening with these Bears, these victorious Bears, these first-place Bears in the division, second-place Bears in the conference. What's up, Jack? You're on the Score.
Hey, I've been a Bear fan since back in the 40s when Loveland was quarterbacking. I'll be 86 years old on December 28th. But here's why they won. We got the football gods. We got Charlie Kurt. And we got me.
Okay, I appreciate you, Jack. Thanks a lot. The way that you hear all the Bears fans, and especially what we played from DJ Moore earlier, talking about Virginia McCaskey, there seems to be this appreciation for sort of the bigger impact of what's going on here with this team and how it does feel like there's a variety of forces that are in the Bears' favor. We shouldn't kind of go through the evaluation of the game without a lot of credit to Cairo Santos for those field conditions, those wind conditions, to be able to come up with those kicks for the Bears to drill field goals. And it was in the midst of some action where the offense wasn't rolling at times in the way that you would like it to. You know, both offenses are playing in those windy conditions and end up having a little bit of bend but don't break vibe to the way that they were defending. And so you run the football, you try to get in position, but then you have an untimely penalty or an untimely drop. And the task fell to Cairo Santos to be able to drill some big kicks. And he did it over and over again in that game. Chief amongst them, I mean, a 51-yard field goal with the way that wind was swirling and with the way that, especially, you know, as they're ticking away towards the two-minute warning. And the hope was in that scenario, and this is one of the things that, you know, it was one of the callers talking about play calling from Ben Johnson, the urgency for the offense in that final field goal that Cairo Santos hit, where as Tom Brady was discussing it during the broadcast, it seemed like it would have made sense to, you know, try and essentially rush, have like a hurricane field goal or rapido field goal, you know, different terms that teams will have for it, just to rush into that situation and get the kickoff in time. I do wonder exactly what the conversation was between Richard Hightower, Cairo Santos, Ben Johnson, of the tempo they wanted to operate at, because it was a huge kick. It was a necessary kick to keep the Bears in the game. So it was part of the conversation, because there certainly didn't seem to be, you know, an immense rush to be able to get that kick through, but he did make it. And I wonder if they just kind of gave Cairo the green light to operate at the tempo that's necessary to make this kick. Because if you don't make the kick, the comeback isn't likely here in the fourth quarter. But lo and behold, he makes the kick and then has an exceptional onside kick, a desperation onside moment, and the Bears recover that one. So it's a big night for Cairo Santos. A couple of really good punts from Torrey Taylor. He pins the Packers inside the five on one moment there too. The Bears special teams and what they were doing. It was a great night for Richard Hightower and the Bears specialists. And we've seen other examples this season where Bears special teams have had key roles in victory. And the specialists, you know, if Cairo Santos misses a kick, then it's highlighted because it's one of those you had one job situation. And you know, his one job can kind of falter at times, but then it's magnified, just like an offensive lineman out of 65 snaps in a game, but they get beat for that one key sack. Because, oh, so-and-so had an awful game. Well, there's probably like 62 other plays, or there might have been 60-plus other plays where the guy graded out really well, but you get beat for that sack or two, and it mars the overall performance of the game. And that's what the conversation for place kickers, punters, snappers, specialists in general, that's kind of what the conversation for them turns into, is basically the viewpoint is, you got the job to do, get it done, go sit down. If you don't get it done, then out of those fewer opportunities you have, then it feels even more frustrating for people. And then, you know, the thought is, all right, let's find somebody else to do this very difficult task that you messed up that one time. But that's the life of a specialist. Patrick Maddeley describes it really well on this station. You'll be hearing from him during the week, as I'm confident you heard from him last night also on postgame coverage here on The Score. Let's get back out to the phone lines at 312-644-6767. Brian is on the road right now. I don't know where exactly on the road, but Brian, you are on The Score.
Well, how you doing? We're actually coming back from Indianapolis. My wife and I visited our son this weekend. The weekend was definitely planned around the Bear game. Nice high-end dinner early and back at his house for the Bear game. But the reason why I'm calling, to what you were talking about earlier on that hit from Love, exactly what you said. A friend of mine in Milwaukee actually texted me. He goes, "What a dirty hit." And I didn't respond to him, but I didn't feel like it yesterday with everything going on in that game. But this morning, I picked up my phone. I said, you know, that was not a dirty hit. Both players, I said exactly what you said, both players dipped their heads, and he got hit. We did get the penalty, but it wasn't a malicious dirty hit. And I said to him, but you know what was a dirty hit? Your guy that blocked our guy in the back, DJ Moore, and put him on the ground. And I said, but you guys didn't get a penalty. But that's okay, because we got poetic justice. When he was covering DJ Moore, when we got that winning touchdown, how about that?
You tell him, Brian. That's right. That's Keyshawn Nixon, the Packers defensive back, as a corner. And the previous game a couple of weeks back, he was the one who called game, getting that interception against Caleb Williams. Caleb tried to float the ball to Cole Kmet in the end zone. Keyshawn Nixon fades back from his initial coverage responsibility, makes the play for the Packers to close the show in that game. In this game, Keyshawn Nixon was picked on a couple of different times in coverage. They were in attack mode, and he missed a few different assignments. And I got to say, the fact that the Bears and the Caleb seem so undaunted in those moments, a lot of credit to Ben Johnson. And you know, part of it is the conversation that Ben Johnson was even having during the week about wanting his team to not necessarily shy away from the idea that there is pressure on them or that this is a big game, but wanting to instill the message that in these pressure-packed moments, we're the ones who knock. We're the ones who make these plays. We expect to rise up in these moments. And so whether there's pressure or not, we expect to be the ones who thrive when it's going on. And so, yes, it was a big game for the Bears. I do believe just from the temperature of each fan base, you know, it's a little bit odd to say it because of how much angst there frequently is amongst Bears fans, but I'd say Bears fans are the ones who would have found a degree of comfort, I suppose, coming out of a loss in a way that Green Bay fans probably wouldn't, because Packers fans have grown increasingly frustrated with Matt LaFleur because they haven't made a Super Bowl yet, with Jordan Love because he's been injured a decent bit and he hasn't led him to a bunch of deep playoff runs in a few years as a starter. In this particular season, between injuries of recent vintage, I think that Packers fans, the pressure on Green Bay, I would agree with Jalen Johnson that Green Bay had perhaps a tinge of additional pressure because of the preseason expectations that were there. But that being said, that doesn't mean there wasn't any pressure on the Bears. And it's gratifying to see the way that they continue to rise up and thrive in those moments, because it's a gear that can be infectious when you grow that confidence to be able to handle those stages and those situations of gravity. And they've done it over and over again this season. We'll continue to get the phone lines going here. Chris Emma is going to join me later on in the show as well, because he was out there at Soldier Field. We'll get the full perspective from Chris Emma on everything that took place last night. You should be aware, though, this afternoon the Bulls take on the Hawks in Atlanta. Pregame coverage is coming up at 2:15, tip-off at 2:30 on The Score and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Heli Forklifts. Then tonight, it's Patriots at Ravens on Sunday Night Football. Coverage begins at 6:30 with kickoff at 7:20 on The Score and the Odyssey app. Where were you exactly in that moment? Where were you when Caleb Williams threw the bomb to DJ Moore? I'll tell you exactly what my situation was. I want Baby T to describe what his situation was, because we're all going to remember what that was, where we were, what it felt like, the surrounding environment, whether you were at the stadium. I want to hear about the folks who were sitting around you, whether you were listening to it on the radio, whether you were watching it on television. Who was it? How did you react? What were your emotions? That's my question to you at 312-644-6767. I see Tom. I see Ken. I see Isidro, Kevin, all of you on the phone line. Where were you in that climactic moment that iced the game for the Bears? I'm Anthony Herron. We'll be right back with more phone calls on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
The fake, Williams. Looking downfield. Watching downfield. Going for it all. It is caught. Bears win it. DJ Moore.
They go for the jugular. DJ Moore on the full field post. Off play action. Mixon, an absolutely 10 out of 10 A-plus throw. He knew it when he let it go.
Textbook, jugular, apprehension. Iceman getting it done in the fourth quarter yet again. That was the call from the NFL on Fox. Kevin Burkhardt, Tom Brady, Aaron Andrews, Tom Rinaldi, the entire crew, they were there. And I'll say this as a side note. One of our callers referenced it earlier. Now, I wouldn't be in the camp of saying I was, you know, was never Tom Brady fan or whatever. But he referenced the excellence of the call, let's say. And the A crew from Fox has had several Bears games this season. So you can tell there's an enhanced knowledge of the team and the storylines, the path they're walking. But specific to Tom Brady as a television game analyst, and I'm not going to get on like a TV game analyst soapbox here because, you know, that's not – what we're doing this morning, but Tom Brady has gotten much, much better at the mechanics of being a game analyst, the comfort that he displays on the air, and the joy that he has in big moments, and especially when the quarterback makes a big pass because he has been there so frequently himself. And so that's when the full personality comes out. Tom Brady gets into full throat in those moments. And I really thought he and Burkhardt and Rinaldi, Andrews, like there was probably a couple of broadcasts ago. Maybe I think they've had the Bears at least three, maybe even four times with the A crew up to this point in the season for the NFL on Fox. There was a game earlier in the year where I think it was the Jahdae Walker, or no, it was the Nashawn Wright game where he had the interception against the Vikings, and I was really surprised that they weren't on the Nashawn Wright story of losing his coach and those types of things, and didn't. Yeah, I didn't feel like that was overall their best game, but as far as just being able to tell the story, being able to command the moment, being able to get into the analysis and get out of the way, and you know, you can sense him. He's using fewer words at critical times and kind of getting out of the way, letting the pictures do the talking on TV. And there's a lot of things mechanically that I think he's definitely gotten just better and better as a television game analyst. And not everyone does. It's one thing to know the game. It's a different thing within the height of the chaos that can be there with, you know, producers in your ears, cameras all over the place, and, you know, partner you're trying to get in and get out and kind of share the storytelling with. But to do that in a way that actually allows viewers to feel like they're understanding what's happening and being entertained by it, it's not an easy gig. And Tom Brady's getting better and better at it. I thought he was really good. They as a crew were really good last night in a big game in primetime on Fox. So credit to them for that. And that was a fantastic call. It was Caleb Williams' now sixth fourth quarter comeback this season. That ties him with Peyton Manning for the most in a season by any player under the age of 25. And we're just seeing it time and time again. And Tom Brady was one of those guys as well. Now, with Peyton Manning, fourth quarter comebacks might come in a game that was some sort of an offensive score fest. And Peyton Manning might lead a fourth quarter comeback. But Peyton wasn't necessarily a guy who was bad for three quarters or mediocre for three quarters and finds it in the fourth. Tom Brady had a lot of that in his career, where the passing attack from the Patriots wasn't on top of things. And then he would find a gear in the fourth. And so, oddly enough, that did feel like a Tom Brady-esque performance by Caleb, where it wasn't like the Packers didn't have the Bears' number. I did feel like between defensive coordinator and offensive play caller, advantage Packers for much of that game. You can certainly make the case Bears defense, Dennis Allen versus Matt LaFleur, advantage Packers for much of that game. But in the fourth quarter, the gotta-have-it moments, the moments of immense leverage, here again were the Bears making plays that had to happen, and DJ Moore reeling that one in. And in a similar fashion to last week against Cleveland in that fantastic 22-yard touchdown throw and catch in traffic, Caleb trusting DJ, DJ being the go-to guy, DJ rising up and making the play, and Caleb giving him that opportunity. They closed the show with that one last night. And now in trailing in the fourth quarter, they made it happen again. Where were you, though? I was at the Big Ten Network. So I had my pregame duties, Bears Game Day Live over on Fox 32. And then I watched the game at the Big Ten Network because I had postgame duties with the college football playoff going on. And Oregon coming up with their win over James Madison. So late into the evening, Oregon, the Ducks, beat the Dukes. And had some postgame over there at BTN. So as that's going on, got all the different televisions going on all over the walls in the green room. I got my own screens. It's happening there on my table in front of me as well. And I'm taking notes on both games and trying to be ready for postgame duties there. But I know I got the show this morning. I'm going to be on Plumbers 911 Football Monday tomorrow and everything else. So as that's happening, there's a basketball studio show that's happening on the other side of the wall from the green room as the Bears are in the midst of mounting their fourth quarter comeback. The fourth quarter magic is ensuing for the Bears while my Big Ten Network partners are in studio doing some basketball chatter. And I'm usually an individual that can contain myself well enough. But in that moment, now it wasn't the final pass itself hadn't happened yet. The pass that tied the game, that put the Bears in a position to tie the game to Jahdae Walker before he starts sliding in the back of the end zone. They were on the air in the studio, and I let out a big yell. Now, fortunately for me, I guess fortunately for viewers at home, they were in a taped element at the time, the moment where Jahdae Walker catches the football for the touchdown. But when Caleb throws that ball, because there was a tension in my body after third down hits, and I'm thinking, all right, yeah, we might have a matchup here. Okay, Loveland, maybe you got something. So I was really hopeful on the third down by the formation. But, you know, Loveland didn't necessarily win on the route to Caleb's comfort. And so he basically just fired the ball at the back of the end zone. But then I immediately went to, well, okay, it's fourth down now. All right, like this is game time. This is going to decide it. Either the Bears are going to be in a position to tie it or go for two, or they're about to lose this game right here on this fourth down. But I tensed up a little bit more just with the idea that he didn't even give Loveland a chance on third down. So that did concern me because now we were down to the critical play. But when he completes that pass to Walker in the corner, I let out a big yell. And fortunately, they were in a taped element, but the guys told me about it later. Like, oh, so the TV we had in the studio, we were a little bit behind. So we hadn't seen what happened yet. They just heard me scream when he threw that ball because it looked like it had a chance. You know, the Packers bring blitz pressure. Looks like it has a chance to sail out the back corner, but it ends up being right there where Walker can reach up, snatch the football right before he gets he's out of bounds and toe tap in there. So I was in the green room at the Big Ten Network last night, and then when the moment happened that Caleb Williams went deep, threw the bomb to DJ Moore, at that point I was all yelled out. I was just exhausted by then with all the different screens and the stimulus and the notes and just seeing that. I was actually quiet at that point. The touchdown at the end of regulation, I let out the big yell. The touchdown that closed the show, I let out an exhale because I didn't know what else to do. And that was such a moment. I know many of you out there were perhaps exhilarated and exhausted all at the same time. 312-644-6767. Chicago Johnny is out in Las Vegas. Has been on hold for a bit, wanting to get involved in this Bears conversation. Johnny, if you were out in Vegas, I would imagine you were perhaps in a bit of a unique scenario taking in the Bears game.
It was crazy, guys. We're sitting at the Chicago Bears bar in Las Vegas here, and it was so packed. It was standing room only. They had to open up the patio bar to let more people in. It was just absolutely crazy. But the funny part is there were two Green Bay Packer fans, only two, and they got their jerseys on, and to be honest with you, we kicked them out. So you got to leave. You ain't coming to our house and watching the Bears game with Green Bay. It's not going to happen. So we made them leave. But it was just absolutely crazy. They said that they had more fans at this game than they did at any Super Bowl game that they would show. It was just, wow. Just crazy.
That's incredible. And really appreciate you sharing that, Johnny.
The owner, at the end of the game, he bought everybody a shot.
So it's interesting. The Packers fans are at the Bears bar. Owners buys everybody a shot. There's no Packers bars in Vegas that they could have gone to? That seems like an odd choice that they made there. 312-644-6767. Tom from Harmon is on the line as well. Tom, I know where I was. I'm going to hear from Baby T, Tyler Farragut. I want him to tell us where he was in that moment when the game was iced by the Bears. But what did you have going on in that moment, Tom?
So I was just watching at home, and he threw that pass, you know, which was quite poetic. But what stuck out to me that I told the guy that screened the call, I have a nephew that's deaf, so we're learning American Sign Language. Hmm. When Caleb Williams took his hands out of his pockets and put his hands across his chest with the claws out, that's American Sign Language for bear.
Ah, very cool. Okay. You just taught me something there, Tom. All right, I had no idea that was the case. That is very unique to know. I appreciate you sharing that, Tom. And good luck in learning American Sign Language. Yeah, as an adult trying to learn a new language, regardless of what it is, verbal or otherwise, I'm sure that's not an easy thing to do. But I mentioned labor of love earlier. I'm sure that's one that you and your family are taking part in right there. 312-644-6767. Kevin is in LaGrange Park. Kevin, I'm very curious where you were at in that moment as the fourth quarter is ticking down. The Bears are having everything go their way yet again. They top themselves with that victory. But when Caleb hits the bomb to DJ Moore, so we lost Kevin. Okay, Brad's in St. Louis then. We got Brad in St. Louis. I do want to know where you were at, Brad, when Caleb hits the bomb to DJ Moore.
Well, first of all, I had to move to St. Louis so I wouldn't go into a restaurant and have to sit with a bunch of green and gold fans. So now I get some peace. you know, out here, dead football town now. But it was so incredible. I went home, isolated myself like a good fan, you know, so I don't interrupt anybody's evening. And I can't tell you. I have to ask you a question. What is that city like right now? It's got to be aflame and buzzing with Bears talk.
It's alive. It is definitely alive, man. Even last night, just driving through after the game ends and the roads were packed, it was kind of like, you know, the game goes to overtime. People didn't immediately seem to want to leave Soldier Field. And then just all the traffic that's there around the stadium afterwards, and that's my old neighborhood over there living in the South Loop like we did for years. I'm driving through the old neighborhood on my way home, and there's just everybody out there in unison, and you can just see the joy on people's faces. It was a
That is magic, man. I'm sad I'm not there. Love listening to your show. Let's have a great end of this season, and go Bears.
Yeah, that's right. Go Bears. I appreciate you. And we'll talk to Chris Emma in a few minutes as well and get his in-person perspective on what took place there. And also, there was a – I don't know if we'll call it a full mea culpa as of yet from Shady McCoy, but he certainly did have a reaction after the game last night that we'll play for you as we get to the end of this hour as well. But we got Kevin from LaGrange Park who's on the line right now. Kevin, what's up? You're on the Score.
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me this time?
Yes, got you.
Okay, great. Yeah, we were down the street at a friend neighbor's Little League house watching the game with my 8-year-old son, 6-year-old daughter. The wives were there. And to be honest with you, when they threw that touchdown pass to win the game, we were so in shock that nothing came out. We were just, the hands went up, and then there was like a delayed yell. We went down into the basement, me and my buddy, while the wives were upstairs to watch that last 6 minutes. I'm like, we need to go down to the basement to finish this game off. So it was pretty incredible. But I have a question for you, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
When Willis came in, it looked like the Bears had a pretty hard time stopping the offense at that point, and he was playing a lot better than Love. So my question for you is he that good of a backup, or were the Bears just not planned for him to come in the game, and was they had their playbook around Love and not Willis?
Yeah, it's a really fitting question, Kevin. The answer is yes. He is both a quality backup and what he's doing and kind of revitalizing his career in Green Bay with an exceptional play caller in Matt LaFleur and a talented roster that they've drafted and acquired in Green Bay, a system that certainly can task the quarterback with doing a lot, but they never get too far away from the run game with Matt LaFleur in Green Bay as well. I was talking to Brian Bulaga about that on the afternoon show the other day when I was filling in for Spiegs with Lawrence, and Brian Bulaga was saying, yeah, I'm a big Mike McCarthy guy, but we would do a lot of passing of the football, and it would make the lives of the pass protection really difficult. Matt LaFleur has had a very different approach. He extended Aaron Rodgers' length and an MVP era in the NFL because he got back to running the rock and taking pressure off of even an all-time great QB like that. Malik Willis is stylistically different than Jordan Love, so it was very difficult for the Bears to switch from one quarterback who's more pocket-based and all the time they spent during the practice week worrying about the passing concepts the Packers would throw at him. Then you got Willis coming in running read option. Like, wait a minute. We didn't get ready for a college QB. But he also had some really timely passes as well. So it was a quality performance from Malik Willis against a defense that, frankly, wasn't ready to face him. 312-644-6767. Take my final time out of hour number two. I want to let you hear from a different Hall of Famer. His thoughts on what one of the Bears defenders did. We'll play that for you when I get back here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Score.
They were, you know, textbook bad. I could turn into Clint Eastwood and say, you know, get off my lawn. And in my day, this was illegal, but they were both purposeful, you know, what you would call dirty hit, particularly the second hit. The helmet was
running in there full speed. I don't know if they'll call that man dirty for that. No, it's not dirty.
The second one was a little rough.
He
pile drives him the first time, and he hits him with the helmet the second time.
A couple of Hall of Famers. This happens in back and forth. Howie Long and Michael Strahan, a couple of the great defensive linemen in NFL history. No surprise, I'm siding with Michael Strahan on that one. I don't believe that was a dirty hit by Austin Booker, but Howie Long from the NFL on Fox seemingly did. And yes, they were both physical hits from Austin Booker on the QB. Some good production and penetrating into the backfield from Booker yet again tonight. Still working on hitting blocks more effectively, and there's just certain things some players are more physically capable of than others. But Booker finds a way to be impactful through effort. The Bears as a whole, they came to the field with a really feisty attitude last night. Now, I love that. I respect that. Similar fashion to when they went on the road against Philly. When they saw the Packers 2 weeks ago, the Bears didn't play the first half like they were ready for that stage, like they were ready to be the aggressor. And penalties aren't always the best gauge of whether or not a team is being the aggressor, but at least some of those penalties that the Bears got last night were penalties of aggression. And you know, for me, when I coached, or I'm sure when, as Ben Johnson and Dennis Allen are evaluating the various situations the Bears found themselves in from a penalty perspective, and they had 10 penalties that were accepted for 105 yards in penalty flags. You don't want that. And some of them pre-snap infractions again. But the penalties of aggression, you can live with some of those. And both teams, you know, had their opportunities for a few cheap shots here and there. We were talking about Keyshawn Nixon a bit earlier in the show where he got his comeuppance, let's call it. Bears got their lick back. DJ Moore got his lick back at the end of the game, the way he closed the show. And a great play call, off play action, one-on-one, beautiful pass from Caleb to DJ to close the show. We're going to take a timeout and come right back. We're going to hear from Chris Emma, and Chris will have a fantastic perspective for you because, of course, he was there at Soldier Field, but then also being in the locker room afterwards, and he has been with this team every step of the way as they've grown in their belief in each other, in the tangible evidence that's there, but then also in the knowledge that they have an opportunity to achieve something special. So every step of the way, this squad is recognizing more what they're capable of. And in the midst of achieving it, I'm looking forward to getting Emma's perspective on that, on the electricity at Soldier Field, how the team reacted to it, and what is their ceiling. Is this a team of destiny, or is it truly a great team? Those can be mutually exclusive. A lot to talk to Chris Emma about on the other side of this timeout. I'm Anthony Herron. This is the somewhat delayed post-post show on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.